Does art predict the future? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marcia Gordon, professor of film studies in the Department of English at North Carolina State University, says a nuclear disaster movie from the 1980s rings true today.
The Day After, a fictional, made-for-TV movie that imagined a nuclear attack on American soil, aired on ABC on November 20, 1983. Although dated and artless in many ways, it forced audiences to consider a scenario in which America's policy of nuclear deterrence fails, and Midwesterners grapple with devastating post-blast repercussions. By all measures, the movie's airing was a major media event. An estimated 100 million viewers tuned in. The White House phone lines were jammed, and ABC headquarters in New York received more than 1,000 calls during its East Coast broadcast. It was also controversial even before it aired, with critics like Tom Shales of The Washington Post deeming it the most politicized entertainment program ever seen on television. Pro and anti-nuclear groups used the movie as a rallying cry for their positions. The Los Angeles Times detailed a conservative counteroffensive that attempted to discredit the film and write it off as a media conspiracy against President Ronald Reagan's strong defense posture. Reagan supporters also hoped to defuse potential public backlash against American nuclear missile proliferation in Europe. Immediately after the movie's broadcast, Ted Koppel moderated a riveting discussion that featured Henry Kissinger, Elie Wiesel, William F. Buckley, Carl Sagan, and Robert McNamara. During this special edition of Viewpoint, Secretary of State George Shultz told audiences that nuclear war is simply not acceptable. In the early 1980s, of course, it was the Soviet Union that posed the nuclear threat to America. The most prescient and horrifying questions from the audience on Viewpoint anticipate a future that's eerily indicative of where we are today, a time of multi-state nuclear capability where one unstable leader might trigger nuclear catastrophe.
That was Marcia Gordon of North Carolina State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.